In Proverbs 21, we read, "Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. The opposite of being wise is a fool." Our text declares if you drink booze, you fall into the category of a fool. People often ask, can you be a Christian and still drink alcohol? My answer is yes, if you don't mind being a fool. A booze drinker has a bottle on one end and a fool on the other. I don't see anything good that can come from drinking alcohol, but I know a lot of bad can be a result of it. The last time I drank booze, I was in college, and me and a fraternity brother went out on the town shooting tequila. When I arrived back at the fraternity house, I was out of my mind. I picked a fight with a man much bigger than me who played football, and he punched me so hard I took the hinge off a door when my back hit it. My shirt was torn, and when I sobered up, I decided that if I could not keep control of myself on booze, I had no business drinking it. I stopped drinking that day and haven't touched it in over 40 years. Alcohol is a ruiner of families. Alcohol is a widow maker. Alcohol is a broken mother's heart. Alcohol is a step to regret. And that's the title of my message tonight, friends. Alcohol, a step to regret. It's Saturday night, and there'll be enough booze drunk in your town tonight to drown the entire nation. There'll be car crashes tonight because of booze. There'll be fights tonight because of booze. And there'll be arrests tonight because of booze. My college fraternity went out to celebrate our initiation, and we all went out drinking, and we became so loud and obnoxious, the restaurant owner had to call the police to come get us. One of my fraternity brothers was handcuffed and put in the back seat of the squad car, and he used his feet to try to kick out the rear window. Two other of my fraternity brothers got into a fist fight in the parking lot. All booze created that night was chaos. That's what booze will do for you. I was in a restaurant later in life, and next to me was a table of church officers who were waiting for their pastor, who was running late, and I could overhear their conversation. And they drank wine freely while they waited for their pastor. Soon they became inebriated while waiting for their pastor to arrive. And it reminded me of Sam Jones, who said, "How did I become a drunkard? By drinking wine like some of you. I'm not only not going to drink, but I'll fight it to perdition. And when perdition freezes, then I'll fight it on the ice. And if you can make it any stronger than that, put my name to it." There ain't a four-legged hog in the country. They'll drink beer, but lots of two-legged hogs will. Every barroom is a recruiting office for hell. And Sam Jones also said, "Whiskey is a good thing in its place, and that place is hell." If you want to see the sad ramifications of consuming alcohol in the lives of saints, just take a look at old drunken Noah uncovered in his tent, and then go read about drunken Lot in incest with his daughters. Both their memories were tainted by alcohol. I could relate story after story of Christians I know who made poor choices with booze when they were young, and they still live with the regret of the consequences of their actions. Alcohol is a step to regret. It's stepping out on slippery ice that will eventually throw you on your head. Drink booze and you will lose, because alcohol is a step to regret.